Every day, I learn something about the little prince's planet, about his departure, about his journey. It would come quite gradually in the course of his remarks. This was how I learned on the third day about the drama of the Baobabs. This time, too, I had the sheep to thank, for suddenly the little prince asked me a question as if overcome by a great doubt. Isn't it true that sheep eat bushes? Yes, that's right. Ah, I'm glad. I didn't understand why it was so important the sheep should eat bushes, but the little prince added, and therefore they eat baobabs too. I pointed out to the little prince that baobabs are not bushes but trees as tall as churches, and that even if he took a whole herd of elephants back to his planet, that herd couldn't finish off a single baobab. The idea of the herd of elephants made the little prince laugh. We'd have to pile them on top of one another, but he observed prospectively. Before they grow big, baobabs start out by being little. True enough, but why do you want your sheep to eat little baobabs? He answered, oh, come on, you know. As if we were talking about something quite obvious. And I was forced to make a great mental effort to understand this problem all by myself.